Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What I really wanted to ask is why the hell I have to keep updating apps on my iPhone all the time, and why you don't fix that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, we're trying to make them better all the time.
There's Senator John McCain asking Apple CEO Tim Cook the only question most of us want an answer to. Why do we constantly have to update the apps on our iPhones? Cook had been invited to Capitol Hill to answer questions about Apple moving money to other countries to avoid paying taxes, which in fact wasn't what they were doing at all. Apple's tax hearing number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we review for the next hour items of interest for this past week, the week ending Friday, May 24th. Reviewing all of the top 10 during the hour. You might want to check in talkers.com, too, by the way, which is the publication that people who are in the talk radio business spend a lot of time with. That's, in fact, how we determine our list, by listening to a lot of these hosts. And this week, Apple, the tax hearing, number 10. Number 9, the immigration reform discussion, which continues. Here's host Jan Michelson talking to Steve Camerota from the Center for Immigration Studies. They talk about an ad Senator Marco Rubio released trying to drum up support for the immigration bill that was passed in the Senate Judiciary Committee, in fact, this week.
This is Senator Marco Rubio saying this is a conservative bill.
Anyone who thinks that what we have now in immigration is not a problem is fooling themselves. What we have in place today is de facto amnesty.
Conservative leaders have a plan, the toughest enforcement measure in the history of the United States.
They have to pass the background check. They have to be able to pay a registration fee. They have to pay a fine.
Border security on steroids. Tough border triggers. And no giveaways for lawbreakers.
No federal benefits, no food stamps, no welfare, no Obamacare. They have to prove that they're gainfully employed.
Bold, very conservative. A tough line on immigration.
It puts in place the toughest enforcement measures in the history of the United States, potentially in the world. And it, once and for all, deals with the issue of those that are here illegally, but does so in a way that's fair and compassionate, but does not encourage people to come illegally in the future, and isn't unfair to the people that have done it the right way.
Stand with Marco Rubio to end de facto amnesty. Support conservative immigration reform.
Now, Steve, you guys at the Center for Immigration Studies literally took that ad apart line by line, and by the time you're done, there's almost nothing left of substance in it.
Right.
Give us your short précis.
Right. First off, there's no work requirement. You don't have to have a job to get this. 7-8 million illegals have jobs. 5 million don't. But the other five million who don't obviously qualify. So that's just an out-and-out deception. The bill voted down restrictions on programs like the Earned Income Tax Credit. So that's a welfare program, or can be seen as a welfare program, where you don't pay any federal income tax and get up to a check of nearly $5,000 from the federal government in many cases. It's just a check. It's like a welfare program. There was a provision to bar them from that, but they're going to get that program. It looks like they're also going to get another program that's similar to it called the Additional Child Tax Credit for people who don't pay federal income tax, and get a substantial cash payment from the government. So the welfare stuff is not, the case. In terms of not rewarding lawbreakers, I think a 2-year-old could see that's the whole point of the bill. The bill is an amnesty for people here illegally. Now, that fact doesn't make it a bad idea necessarily. You can make the argument. But when you start out with what seems like fundamental dishonesty, it's hard to take the thing very seriously. Say, yes, it's an amnesty. Yes, we are rewarding people who broke the law. But here's why we think it's a good idea, or it's the best of a bad situation. That might not be an unreasonable argument, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying no, it's not rewarding lawbreaking. Everybody who broke the law gets exactly the thing they want, which is the ability to live and work in the United States and the most valuable thing in the world in the end, American citizenship. Everybody who played by the rules is made to look like a fool. There are people waiting in other countries who are waiting on waiting lists. They still have to wait for a while. The illegal immigrant has lived here illegally and gotten all the benefits of living here and now can continue to live uninterrupted in the United States illegally. If that's not rewarding lawbreaking, if that's not putting the lawbreaker ahead of the person who plays by the rules, then nothing is.
Up next, an attack in London, the latest on the Boston Marathon bombing investigation, and the return of Anthony Weiner, sort of. All in focus here on the Talk Countdown Show.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 8 on the countdown is the UK soldier slaying. Host Jim Sharp and Joe Adams talk about this chilling attack that occurred in broad daylight in London.
You know, it's being described as homegrown terror. You've got these two suspects whose identities had not been confirmed as of this morning, but multiple British media said that they were both British. These guys that apparently brutally hacked a British soldier to death in broad daylight. And it wasn't clear whether either man had actually ever lived outside of the UK. The man who we saw on video right after hacking this guy to death goes and talks to somebody with a camera. It's just, wow, these people are just, they're insane. They really are just insane. And it's, you know, it's just like something you just can't even imagine happening. But it happened. And the crazy part is that it happened in broad daylight. Just absolutely broad daylight.
Well, it's chilling, and it develops slowly as you watch this video. It all, the whole process takes several minutes. So they kill this guy, they hack him up in the middle of the street. They according to eyewitnesses, it looked to them like they were literally trying to take his organs out. They're, you know, cutting him up.
So awful. Yeah, him with a car for his, and then. And then they just, and then this guy goes into, so here's the guy right after he hits the guy with the car, then hacks the guy to death, and then he goes and talks to the camera, like in almost a calm fashion. It was really weird. Yeah, he wants to be videotaped, yeah, so go ahead, Babinski.
We must fight them as they fight us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our lands, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you.
Wow. Women in our lands, and if this is true that these guys are British citizens, isn't that really their lands? Britain, isn't that their land? So, you know, why would men from Britain wage such a violent eye for an eye attack in the name of defending Muslims in our lands, as the man in the video claims?
The item at number 7, Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Host Bud Hedinger talking about the FBI interviewing a suspect with possible ties to the Boston bombing folks. Then something apparently went wrong. The suspect was shot. Now he's dead.
So we had this Chechen who happens to be a Muslim. Of course, you don't find that in any of the stories, or very, very little mention of it, who was killed early Wednesday during this confrontation with an FBI agent and Massachusetts State Police here in Orlando, who knew one of the two Boston bomber brothers, the Boston Marathon. Ibrahim Todashev died during the interview with authorities. He had confessed, apparently, to his direct role in slashing the throats of three people in Massachusetts a couple of years ago. And he identified the older Boston bomber brother as being a part of that. But what in the world happened there? We don't know exactly, but the FBI agent, it is reported, was interviewing this guy. You know, whose friend says, oh, he's not radical like the guys in Boston, just kind of knew him a little bit. All he is a Muslim, a peace-loving Muslim. Well, if he's a peace-loving Muslim, what in the world is he doing being interviewed by the FBI and pulling a knife on the agent? The agent responded to the threat, the deadly threat, by taking out his gun and shooting and killing Todashev.
The item at number 6 is the return of Anthony Weiner. Host Peter Tilton talked about differences between disgraced former Congressman Weiner and disgraced former Governor Mark Sanford, and they both have this past month returned to politics.
So does Anthony Weiner have a shot? I don't think he has much of a shot, and that he should have done a smaller office first, because I think women voters do not like him. I think he comes off as smarmy. I don't think he comes off as real likable. But here's the thing. Sanford, his name in the general election, he'd been on the ballot 5 times before, so Mark Sanford was a known entity. The other thing is, when it became known that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, and he got busted, he admitted it. He just came out and admitted it. Anthony Weiner, not my penis. Not my penis. That's not me. I don't know how they got. Remember all of that? So that was kind of distasteful also. The deal is that Sanford also had a really high approval rating, like a 55% approval rating when he finished office, when he ended office, and he didn't step down from office. He finished, so he had a really high approval rating. And then the other big part of this is, with Sanford, it was a special election. So it was a very quick hit. He ran, it was short, and he was in. Weiner is going to have to run in a real long, prolonged campaign for mayor. You're going to hear about the genitalia stuff, and they're already taking shots. The other candidates are already saying things like, do you think he can insert himself into the campaign? I've already seen like 9 jokes just from the competition already today. You know, I think he doesn't realize how hard it's going to be. You know, this is not for somebody who's really soft on crime and whatever. And he was hiding from the press today, as a matter of fact, laying really low. Here's the other. Some of Weiner's rivals wasted no time. Here's another one. If he can penetrate the field, I'll be ready for him in November, said Independent Party candidate Aldolfo Carrion. Democratic candidate Sal Albanese got a huge laugh at a Crane's mayoral forum in Midtown when he dismissed Weiner as just another career politician, except for his additional quirks.
Up next on the Countdown, drones and Benghazi. So stick around if you're interested in the hot hits in the news talk radio world. It's the place to be.
Yeah. salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen here, up to number five as we pursue the countdown, the president's drone policy. Here's host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. They talk about this new kind of drone that the military has added to its arsenal.
This story you have this morning about the X-47B.
It's an arrowhead-shaped drone, and this one, by the Navy, at least, they had named it the Unmanned Combat Air Systems Demonstrator.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. The acronym is UCAS-D for short. However, they did tests on that on 17th of May, touch-and-go landings on the USS George Bush aircraft carrier.
So, wait, we got an aircraft carrier, and it could be in high seas, and it's bouncing up and down, and then this unmanned drone lands?
Lands, and they launch it off the carrier. The touch and go is where the actual drone or aircraft on a carrier lands, and it doesn't stop. It touch and go and takes off and comes around again. So the test phase of this is very significant, but the technology to do that is very precise.
Now, Colonel, if it's always just touching and going, I mean, where does it sleep? Doesn't it park someplace?
It does park on the carrier. I don't know how long the actual test was taken.
I see. That was the test.
That was just the test.
And did it work pretty well?
It works pretty well. I fine-tuned that thing. Of course, this is the first ever unmanned aerial vehicle the Navy has used. And what you see here, this is a kind of a counter technology weapon against the Russian or the Chinese S-300 anti-ship missile system. It has a longer range. It can actually take off and land on a carrier all on its own. It has onboard autonomous computers that click away and do that sort of stuff.
Number four item on the countdown, the Benghazi attack case. The review continues. Host Greg Garrison with national security expert Frank Gaffney. They talk about whether the average American really cares what happened at this point in Benghazi last fall.
Do you think that the lights have come on enough that Joe Lunchbucket and the guy in the street is going to decide, I want to pay attention to this?
There's a subjective assessment of that I can give you. A somewhat more objective view is there was a Fox News poll that was reported on this morning that indicates that something on the order of 62% of those polled think there's more to this story than they've been told. Some number approximating that think there's been a cover-up. And I have the sense, and maybe, you know, that's a microcosm of a larger population reflective of the American people's attitude or not, I don't know. But what you can't help but believe, Greg, is that as that story sort of continues to gel, and these other new indications that the administration has engaged in misconduct of one kind or another, or simply lied about what was going on, or has been abusing its power, or not doing its job in other ways. I mean, these are the sorts of things that I think reinforce a sense that something is rotten. And this particular scandal, Benghazi Gate, of course, involved the death of Americans, and the way the administration has handled it, including right up to the minute, the evidence that, you know, they're not authorizing the takedown of some of the people we've known were involved in it. Really raises, I think, a further sense on the part of the public, at least the sentient part of the public, that this is going to get probably more of us killed if such behavior is allowed to persist.
Benghazi, the fourth most talked about topic on the countdown this week. So let's figure out where we are at this point. The Apple tax hearing at number 10. Immigration reform is at 9. The slaying of that soldier in England, number 8. Number 7, the Boston bombing investigation and the twist in that this week. The return of Anthony Weiner, speaking of twists, number 6. President's drone policy, number 5. Number 4 is the continuing investigation into Benghazi. Let's see here. That leaves us with the three left, right? Numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they will, in fact, be in your ear in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the continuing saga of Talk Radio for this past week, ending Friday the 24th of May. The countdown has three more items on it, and we'll get to them. Number three, in fact, is the Department of Justice going after journalists. A couple of really outrageous examples of this going on this week. Here's host Chip Franklin, along with LaDonna Harvey, talking to legal analyst Fred Tizzi about a previous move from the Justice Department looking for records of a reporter from Fox.
Journalist, First Amendment watchdogs, government figures, and you and I should all be outraged at what has happened. This is the revelation. The Justice Department was investigating the news gathering activities of a reporter. He happened to be a Fox News reporter, but I guess it matters because we know the administration hates Fox News.
Well, but they were also, remember, investigating Associated Press reporters.
The difference is they were investigating James Rosen as a potential
co-conspirator.
Of course, you know, Fred Tesi is our legal go-to guy. He's also a former federal prosecutor, and was pretty pissed when we were talking about this on the phone yesterday. He and I were just talking. And how upset are you, Fred?
I'm absolutely outraged. Apoplectic is the word that I would use if I was still studying for the SAT. This is outrageous. And I'll tell you something. There's a huge difference between this and the AP story. In the AP, all they did was get what they call trap and trades or pen registry information, which is length of calls, length of these emails, to whom and from whom. This guy from Fox, these people, an FBI agent, swore out a criminal complaint that said that there's probable cause to believe that this reporter has violated federal law as a co-conspirator and got a warrant and seized and read his personal email. You talk about Big Brother. You talk about any type of evil government maneuver that you want to talk about, and this is it.
Now, when they were looking into Rose and his conversations, visits to the State Department, what exactly did they think that he had done, and with whom?
Well, what they did is they took his badge, which has an electronic chip in it. They were able to determine what days he was in the State Department, and he was looking into a story about whether or not, it had to deal with whether or not the North Koreans were going to fire a missile. And this was back in like 2009 and 2010. And he wrote a story about it. And all he did was his job. he attempted to collect information from people at the State Department. And for that, some FBI agent came to the conclusion that he was a co-conspirator. I mean, this whole thing about, you know, Eric Holder makes me want to throw up, quite frankly, when I see him say that people's lives were at risk. When the AP story, that's a load of garbage.
Yeah.
Complete garbage.
By the way, just to put this in perspective, never in the history of our country has a reporter ever been prosecuted for seeking classified information, ever, until now.
No. And I will also tell you that the Obama administration has done more criminal investigations to determine leaks, sources of leaks, than every other administration since the dawn of time combined.
Talk host Charlie Brennan. Talking to another legal analyst, this lady's name is Ellen Angelotti. They focus on the Justice Department and how they could go after a private citizen's phone or computer records. Can they?
In what cases can the Justice Department, let's say, go after my cell phone records?
So as a journalist or a private person?
Well, let's start as a journalist.
So, well, what it comes down to is balancing your First Amendment protection and the protection you get as a journalist with the government's need for that disclosure of the information. So this can be an overriding government interest, such as the threat to national security, or if it's very relevant information to a case that the government cannot get in another way. So it's this balancing act between how the First Amendment rights weigh against this government need for the information. And this goes back all the way to the Pentagon Papers.
And who makes the call here? Would it be a judge or would it be the Justice Department?
Well, ideally, it'd be a judge making that decision. In this case, or in the situations that we've been seeing lately, the government has just been taking this information, and so the journalists would then need to challenge that. So this is what we're seeing, and it's important for the journalists to challenge that because it could have a detrimental effect on the journalism being done. We don't want journalists to be used as an investigatory arm for the government. A lot of the times the government will look to journalists because it's easier to compel journalists. They have the information, but we don't want, as a policy issue, we don't want to encourage that. We want government to try to seek to get this information in other ways, or we really want them to back up and support this overriding government interest that they're claiming for the information that they are trying to seek.
What happened to the days when journalists were asked to reveal their sources, and then they didn't do that, and then they'd find themselves in jail? Doesn't seem like that kind of bargaining or negotiating is going on anymore.
Well, I think that one of the reasons we don't see that as often is because the access to information has developed so much. So you, in addition to, being able to take a reporter's notebook, now you can search all of their documents. And we haven't even gotten into what cloud computing adds to this equation.
That leads us to number two, the second most popular item on the countdown was the discussion of the aftermath of the tornado in Oklahoma. And we'll get into that in just a moment here on the countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE.
1-855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The Hot Hits Talk Radio, reviewing the big discussion items, the topics of the week. And at number two, the Oklahoma tornado gets a lot of attention this week. Host Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton talking to correspondent Andy Banker about the heartbreaking devastation in Moore, Oklahoma.
What was your first reaction when you saw some of this firsthand? You obviously saw the reports on television. Now you're there in person and you see it. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I guess I would have to say it's like falling on a football when you're a little kid in football practice, getting the wind knocked out of you. I mean, I was like gasping for air. We were had pulled into town. It was dark. I was making a phone call or tweeting or something, and I'm with photographer Donovan Potts, who used to work here in Oklahoma City, and the region, you know, cover the area, and we're driving into Moore. We had to just kind of drive through a typical neighborhood to get into the zone because most of the main roads were closed, and we were taking the side streets through, and we had mentioned to each other, boy, you know, about three more blocks, who knows what we're going to see. And we got there, and I saw a 7-Eleven. Used to be a 7-Eleven where a woman and her 7-month-old baby had jumped into the freezer there to try and save themselves, and they didn't make it.
Hmm.
But that building didn't look that bad to me for some reason. It was only when we turned the corner and I looked down, looked at the phone, and to make a phone call, like I said, or tweet. And I looked up and out my window, I saw that medical center, and I said, oh my God, what is that? And Donovan said, it's the hospital. And then to the right of that hospital, just a bunch of side streets, and that's where it all started. I mean, every house. We're about a half mile from the Plaza Towers school where the children died. And from those houses to that school and beyond, nothing. Nothing. You know, that half mile zone, and it goes beyond there. I just can't see beyond it. Honestly, there's nothing to see. It's just... I haven't seen it personally while I'm here. You know, I've just been on the ground, but I've seen a few aerial shots, Randy, and maybe you've seen them this morning since we saw it last. Just sort of a town laid out on a grid, perfect square, square after square after square after square, just gone.
Here's radio man Scott Stigler talking about the Rhode Island congressman's comments this week using the tornado to push for climate change legislation, which became a big brouhaha. Have you not heard this story? Listen up.
This has been done by Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He actually put up on an easel a picture of the world and the words, "Time to wake up," in the wake of the tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma. And he had this impassioned response as to why this is important for everyone in the country to pay attention and to address climate change legislation.
Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, care if we Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves? I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together. We are stuck in this together. When cyclones tear up Oklahoma, and hurricanes swamp Alabama, and wildfires scorch Texas, you come to us, the rest of the country, for billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together. You drag America with you to your fate.
Sheldon Whitehouse, words of wisdom from a Rhode Island senator. Never let the facts get in the way of an impassioned speech on the floor of the United States Senate. The United States in the past 12 months has seen the fewest number of tornadoes since at least 1954, and the death toll from dangerous storms have dropped dramatically since 2011. Just 2 years after a ferocious series of tornado outbreaks killed hundreds of Americans, the USA so far this year is enjoying one of the calmest years on record for twisters. Through Thursday, tornadoes have killed only three Americans in 2013, and by the end of May 2011, 543 Americans had died. Three versus 543. Seven people killed from May 2012 to April 2013 is the fewest in a 12-month period since five people died in September of 1899 to August of 1900, according to Harold Brooks, research meteorologist with the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma.
Here's host Matt Patrick talking about Pat Robertson's crazy comments this week about the tornado in Oklahoma.
So he's talking about the tornado that comes through Moore, Oklahoma. Oh, God. I mean, you're already just closing your eyes going, oh, God, Matt, what did he say? What? Here he is.
God didn't send tornadoes. God set up a world in which certain currents interfere and interact with other currents.
So apparently not only is he a preacher, not only is he a religious weirdo, he's a meteorologist. He's describing what causes tornadoes in his own feeble way.
God doesn't send tornadoes to hurt people. He doesn't send, you know, we call them acts of God, but they're not. All I can say is that why do you build houses in a place where tornadoes are apt to happen?
Well, not so much why to God.
Hold on. Why do you build tornadoes in places where they're apt to happen? Once again, it's the people who live in Moore, Oklahoma. It's your fault. Now, I'm not blaming God either. But Robertson says, if you dummies build homes in Tornado Alley, you know, what's the matter with you? So I assume that also applies to anyone that has a home in the Gulf. What's the matter with you? Why would you build a home on the Gulf? For goodness sake. You know, hurricanes are going to come through. It's your own damn fault. This is his logic. The co-host is always trying to pull his ass out of the fire. She's not able to do it this time.
Send them, but why didn't he intervene? You know, you think people always ask that question when there's tragedy?
I mean, if enough people were praying, he would intervene. You could pray. Jesus stilled the storm. You could still storms.
Oh, you could.
Don't blame God.
Don't blame God. No, it's not God's fault because you could have prayed those storms away, he says.
I guess we just didn't have enough people praying. The God that Pat Robertson believes in, unlike the God I believe in, obviously stands up there and goes, let's see how many people we got praying. How many you got? 42 million? Oh, God. If only they would have had 42,500,000, I would have stopped this tornado. But, sorry, send it in.
Are you suggesting that God has a quota, that God sits in heaven and counts the number of prayers coming in? If you don't have the right number, out you go? What the hell are you talking about?
It brings us up to number one, the IRS in the focus. Next, all the scandals. This was number one last week and number one again this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen. Let's finish off our review of the hot hits, the IRS. Host John Hines talked to Congressman Eric Paulson of Minnesota about the hearings this past week on the targeting of the political groups.
Let's talk first about the IRS and the hearings that are going on.
Well, let me just mention this. I mean, here's what we do know, and I'm on the Ways and Means Committee. We had our hearing with some of the IRS officials in before us last Friday. There was a follow-up committee hearing yesterday, and there will be additional hearings because more information is coming to light. We do know that there have been targeting specific individuals or groups based on their political beliefs, and they've been auditing these groups. The IRS has also been leaking confidential information, and that's unacceptable. The IRS should not discriminate against any person for their personal beliefs. And we're just kind of finding out more information now. This woman who oversaw this area of the department in the IRS is now, she's known about this for 2 years, admits that this has been going on for 2 years, but now she's refusing to testify or talk about it. She's pleading the Fifth Amendment. So we're going to have to go through an investigatory process and interview other additional folks and really get down to the bottom of the truth here, because it's about holding those accountable that were a part of this process.
Well, tell me about what that means, holding those accountable. Do you think that it was this a criminal wrongdoing ultimately?
Well, the leaking of confidential taxpayer information is a felony. I mean, there could be criminal penalties if indeed that those facts bear it to be true. And again, it's interesting because there's primarily the Cincinnati office, apparently of the IRS, that has been engaged in this targeting specific groups. But there was an individual there that said, hey, we don't act alone unless we're directed, apparently. And so we need to find out who directed it, why was directed it, why they've known about this for 2 years when we've been asking about this for 2 years. Because we have had taxpayers come forward and share their stories where they think they're being targeted or audited for
their political beliefs, for instance, and the IRS denied that for the last 2 years, and now they admit that it is indeed true.
Here's host Blake Taylor talking to CBS's Bob Fuss about the IRS administrator, Lois Lerner, taking the fifth during the hearings this week.
Lois Lerner, the IRS official in charge of the targeting unit, took the fifth during a six-hour congressional hearing on the Internal Revenue Service targeting of conservative groups. What are people saying about Lois Lerner?
Well, I tell you, there was a lot of surprise because, you know, it's not that unusual. I mean, it happens that people take the fifth, especially in cases like hers where members of the committee had kind of publicly accused her of a crime. But what was very bizarre was that she came in and made a statement first and said that, you know, she hadn't done anything wrong and that she, you know, didn't mislead Congress and made this statement and then took the fifth and said she wouldn't say any more or answer questions. And that's angered some of on the committee. And in fact, Darrell Issa, the chairman, right, says he's going to try calling her back and make the legal case that since she made a statement, you know, she basically gave up her Fifth Amendment rights. It's sort of legally questionable whether that's going to work, but he says he's going to try again.
Some of the Republicans are contending her statement amounted to testimony.
Right, and that somehow waives her Fifth Amendment rights. You know, I'm not sure it does. You know, I've actually seen, you know, sort of legal opinions on both sides, but it's sort of new territory because, as I say, I've never seen anybody do that before. On the other hand, in other circumstances, I mean, if you answer five questions from a police officer and then decide to exercise your Fifth Amendment rights, he can't say, well, you answered a question, and so you can't do that. So we'll see how it plays out.
Right. I just kind of got the feeling, and you can comment on this if you'd like to or not, but her demeanor seemed to be, I don't know, I was just kind of put off by her demeanor in the whole thing. And I don't think it really necessarily helps her case because I think this woman is probably turning out to be the most controversial woman in the country right now.
Well, you know, she's right in the middle of it. On the other hand, what the Inspector General's report indicates is that when she found out about it, she told the people in Cincinnati to stop.
Uh-huh.
And they redid things and kept doing it, so she had to tell them to stop again.
But the problem is that she really didn't tell anybody. She knew about this, 3-4 years ago, and she never reported it to the next person that she would report to.
Exactly. And that's the, you know, the issue. And in terms of, you know, there's no evidence yet, even though people are still looking, that this was sort of motivated by anything other than these people in Cincinnati looking for some weird shortcut. But there is plenty of evidence that people at the IRS, mostly her and others in her division, knew about it and kept it from others.
IRS targeting political groups, most talked about item this week during the News Talk radio sessions that you have heard on a lot of your favorite stations. Let's recap the top 10 down to number 1. Number 10, Apple's tax hearing. Number 9, the immigration reform situation. Number 8, the killing of that UK soldier in England. Number 7, the Boston Marathon bombing and the investigation which continues on that. Anthony Weiner coming back into politics is 6. The president's drone policy is at 5. At 4, the Benghazi attack case. Countdown item number 3, the Justice Department targeting several journalists. That's really a no-no. Public upset about that as well. They ought to be. The Oklahoma tornado number 2. And the IRS is number 1 again this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.